Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Known as the trajectory changer, Miyoko Taylor is a multi-generational thought leader in personal development and the creator of the acclaimed Amazing Leadership Program, which teaches CEOs, entrepreneurs, professional athletes, and industry leaders a comprehensive system to promote peak performance in every area of life. For over a decade, he has been an internationally known personal development coach focusing on leadership, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and career development. Miyoko Taylor has also achieved success as an author, writing and co-authoring a total of 5 books, including Find Your Amazing, 5 Steps to Transforming Your Life, and Forever Truckin', Mastering the Will to Win, both of which have become bestsellers. He has received wide media coverage and acclaim, including features in Success Magazine, Reader's Digest, Women's Health and Fitness Magazine, Bustle, Ladders, and dozens of other media outlets. His ability to connect his audience to an intimate, intense, and transformational level of self-discovery has made him a sought-after speaker. Additionally, he regularly contributes to some of the top media publications and is a co-host of a popular personal development show entitled The Art of Winning. Hi, Miyoko. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm happy. I'm excited. We'll have a good time.
Oh, excellent. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Oh, man. There's so much going on for me right now. I launched a podcast show called The Art of Winning. I want to say about 3 to 4 months ago, and it's just been quickly developing. My co-host, he's a Emmy Award winner, a celebrity MMA fighter, Eddie Truck Gordon, and we came together and decided to do a show, you know, where we interview everyday people that share extraordinary stories that change the world. And we just had some phenomenal guests on, so I have that project that we're working on, and it's quickly growing. You know, doing mini courses, and I love writing, so I do a lot of features in major media publications. So I'm just really expanding my voice. I feel like I'm just getting started. I've been doing personal development coaching for quite some time. So I'm just helping people share their story and translating it in a way where it really adds value to the world. And at the same time, continuing to spread my message as well. So having a good time. I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds excellent. And you're part of the 1000 Ripples project as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. When I heard about that, I definitely wanted to be a part of that. I think that's going to be very rewarding and definitely impactful for the people that are going to read that book.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you've been? What's your story to get to this point?
Oh, okay. So to even understand that, I'll go back to being a child. So I was always an entrepreneurial spirit when I was a kid. Always was trying to sell something. I kind of went against the grain. I followed the rules, but I always felt like there was something more. So I had that particular personality at a very young age. And I always gave people advice. I was that young person that was giving older people advice. That's just who I was. That's the type of person I am. And a lot of people tell me, they ask me, you know, when did you decide to be a coach? Coaching chose me. I did not choose coaching. It was something that I was always doing. So naturally, that's what I'm doing. And I say to a lot of people, I got to a point where I stopped really looking at what I really wanted to do for me and started to listen to everyone else, whether it was my parents, my peers, what society deemed as normal. And, you know, I broke down and got a regular job. And to make a long story short, I found myself at a place in my life where I was working at a 9-to-5 that I absolutely hated. I was in a relationship for 7 years. It was emotionally draining. Just draining on all levels. Neither of us were happy. And my health was failing. I mean, I was very, very severely overweight. And I just remember waking up one day and having this panic attack and this anxiety and this period of depression would come over me every time I went to work or every time I would start my day. And I remember one day, my defining moment, or my aha moment, as I call it, it wasn't as glamorous as most people. So my aha moment was me looking in the mirror, bursting into tears, realizing that I did not recognize who I was anymore. And 7 or 8 years had passed me by, and I had to really ask myself, how did I get here? And I had to make one of two decisions. Either I was going to continue to go down this particular road and my health was going to continue to get worse, going to continue to be in this relationship, this job that I couldn't stand, and you know, who knows where I'd end up, or I could make one of the scariest decisions I have ever made in my entire life. And that was to go against what everyone was telling me, what society deemed as what was normal, you know, go to school, go to college, get a job, those type of things, and really, really start to make a step. If I could just make a little, little tiny step towards what I really wanted to do, you know, what would that be like? And thankfully, I made that decision. And what I found out is when I made that first decision to take that particular step, I got a lot of resistance. And from people that I truly cared about and I loved, I got a lot of resistance from my parents because it was not normal to them. It was out of the norm. It's just like, okay, you're going to this direction, but your brothers and your sisters are going here. What the heck are you thinking? So I got a lot of resistance from that, but I persevered and I kept going. And what I found is the anxiety and the depression and the things, situations that I was going through started to lift the more I started to do things that was in alignment with what I wanted to do. And I said, okay, this is getting pretty exciting, but I still have no idea who the heck I am. And that's when I looked up online and I saw something that said personal development. So I'm like, what's personal development? So I started looking into it. So the first person I think I landed on was Tony Robbins, naturally. He's just one of the more popular names. Then it was Jim Rohn. Then it was Zig Ziglar. Then it was Les Brown, and on and so forth and so forth. And I really became fascinated with personal growth and personal development. And I said, wow, there are actually books and actually people out there that have been in my situation or can really show you how to become successful. But here's the problem that I ran into. All the motivation and all the things were good, but I would still go into my environment once I left these seminars or once I stopped reading this book. So I said, you know what? This is good, but maybe motivation isn't enough. And then that's when I figured out, you know, motivation without implementation is just simply hype. You need a balance of motivation and action. And when I really started to tap into that, I found out that success has everything to do with the mindset. And that's how I came up with the phrase, success is an inside job. And when I really started to focus on the mindset, I became more and more fascinated with that. And it's pretty much led me up to what I do now. So whenever I deal with a client or a person that, you know, enters into my life, one of the first things, I hear everything that they're saying, but one of the first things that I look at is what's going on underneath the surface. Because every problem that you're going through, every situation in your life, I can guarantee you it's something buried underneath the surface that you don't know how to find, and then we got to go digging for it. And that's pretty much been my journey. It's been a journey of transformation, but it didn't really take place until I discovered who I was, and I had to go into here, and I had to go into here to really find out, find the answer to that question. And I encourage anybody listening and anybody watching, if you're dealing with anything in your life, if you're stuck in an area where you're trying to be successful, the majority of the time, if not 100% of the time, it's here and it's here. It's something going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Was there any sort of tipping point for change, or was it just something that kept slowly rumbling along and each time you took action, things changed?
You know, I think that aha moment in the mirror, that the pain had gotten so great. And I often say we're motivated by, you know, two things, pain or pleasure. And mine was pain. The pain became to a point where I said, I had to do something. I can't consistently go through this anymore. And it was like I felt myself dying internally every single day. And I got to the point where my inner self said, you know what? Enough is enough. We have to make some changes. And it's interesting because I still carry a lot of that with me. I'm the type of person, and I believe everyone should be this way, that you should always seek change and betterment every single day of your life. And that's just something that has actually stuck with me, because we have to get to a place, you know, as human beings, where the place we desire to be and the place where we are, something has to take place in our life to get us to kind of push towards that direction. And it's either something that's going to be very painful, or it's going to be something very pleasurable that you can, that happens to you, or that you can think about. And that's why visualization is very important. But usually it's pain. It's, you listen to a lot of stories, it's been a painful experience where it's just like, okay, all right, that's my cue, time to change.
Yeah, so I agree. I was only listening to my mentor recently, and he was saying that whenever you go through pain, it actually means growth. And it may not be absolutely growth immediately, but it could be down the track. But there's definitely growth from whatever pain that we go through.
Well, we don't want to suffer. We don't want the opposition. I mean, that's just how we are as human beings. And you have to get used to understanding, like, look, if you're going to grow in any area of your life, you were going to have to go through some form of boot camp. And that's what I was avoiding for so long, because I had been in a place for so long. It's just like, oh my God, it's going to take so much work to even find out who I am and to get to where I want to be. But it was just like, you only have one life to live. And if you don't give it your all, you're going to be 65, 70 years old somewhere, only God knows where, regretting all the things that you could have done. And that actually scared me more than anything, to the thought of even looking back and regretting, saying, you know what, I could have done this, I could have done that. I really didn't see how far I could have gone. And I mean, I still think about that till this day. And it's actually a motivator for me, because you don't want to look back. You don't want to be that person that looks back in their life and saying, I wish I could have done that. That is, there's no pain like the pain of regret. And that's just something that you don't want to have.
What sort of challenges have you had along the way, like with business? You know, have you ever felt like throwing in the towel to the challenges? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Without question. When it comes to business, without question, I have thought about giving up many times. But you know, it's funny. It's the most amazing things happened to me in my business and in this journey, because the times when I felt like giving up, there was always confirmation by someone or something that showed me that this is why you can't give up. For example, there was a time I was feeling really, you know, really down and kind of worn out, because as a coach, when you're dealing with coaching, you're dealing with a lot of emotions, a lot of different types of people. And I was very drained one day. And I said, you know what, man? Like, oh God, I was having one of my moments that we all do as entrepreneurs. And I got a message on social media from a young lady. She was a teenager. And she says, you know, she says, I was going to end my life. And she says, I stumbled across your page and I started reading your motivational quotes and started looking at your videos. And she says, I don't know what my purpose in life is, but she said, because of you, I now know that life is worth living. And I never heard from that person again. But that particular thing, that was kind of like the tipping point for me, where I said, you know what? This is why I can't give up. This is why I can't stop doing what I'm doing, because this particular person was going to end their life. And just words, you know, from me, or a video, I don't know which one it was, but it triggers something in her mind, in her heart, to say, you know what, life, I'm going to stick this out because life is worth living. I don't know what I want to do yet, but what I was planning to do is not worth the opportunities that I have when I'm here. And that to me was just so powerful. And I reflect on that a lot. You know, when I'm feeling like I don't want to do something, I reflect on things like that. And she's just an example of many other, you know, examples I've had like that. And I don't think some people don't really understand the impact that you have as a coach, or you have as somebody in personal development, or when you're educating anybody on anything. It's such a massive impact that you have on other people, and it's periods like that that really show you, you know, what you're doing has so much value. This is why we can't give up. This is why we have to consistently keep going and continuing to grow every single day, because people need us.
Yeah.
People need us.
Yeah, that's extremely powerful. Like, to put keep putting one foot in front of the other, do you have a big vision?
Absolutely. It's interesting that you said that, because I often tell people that one of the biggest reasons why most businesses fail, especially as coaches, as entrepreneurs, is because they have this amazing idea and they get the business off the ground, and the business becomes bigger than the idea, and they don't have a vision for how of their overall picture. So I'm a firm believer in visualization. So before I started accomplishing all the things that I have, and I still do this to this day, you know, I take 10 minutes and I'll sit in a chair or something like that, and I'll visualize what my end game is, you know, what I'm wearing, what I'm driving, what my office looks like, what I'm doing, what my perfect day looks like to me. I think that's important to get to the point where you can see it, touch it, taste it, smell it. Visualization is very important. And I think once you can have that particular mental picture, and you have it written down, and you kind of can factor in where you're going, that's where it becomes powerful. Being on this podcast is a vision. You know, I had a vision of being on podcasts and doing all these different things before this stuff even happened, but it became so real to me because I practiced visualization. So to me, it was already accomplished, even though it wasn't. It's so weird to describe it. But visualization works, ladies and gentlemen. Like, it really, really works. And I encourage people to do that. So having a vision is one of the first steps I will recommend somebody to do, because that's what's going to carry you when you're having the difficult times and difficult periods.
Yeah, definitely. Have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off for you?
My ignition point, I think my ignition point was when I 100% accepted myself for who I was. I think authenticity is your greatest superpower. So when I said, you know what, I'm going to create a brand that is 100% uniquely me, I'm not going to worry about how I look. I am not going to worry about how articulate I am. I'm going to worry about the message and the people that need me, that need the value that I'm actually delivering. And that's what I focused on. So when I had my vision in place, I had my mission in place, that particular purpose, and I believe I'm purposed to do what I'm doing. And I think that's powerful. So when I started focusing on all that, that's when everything really started to take off. I mean, one of my biggest dreams in business was to be featured in Success Magazine. And I was featured in March's issue. And I had forgot about that particular aspiration, because I was so lost in the vision and the purpose of what I was doing. So I can't stress that enough. So that's when things really started to take off for me. It wasn't because I had learned this special skill, or I went to this business school, or I was under the coaching and mentorship of somebody. No, when it really took off is when I was 100% sure what I needed to do, what my vision was, what my mission was, and I was 100% myself. I wasn't trying to act like this motivational speaker or this business person. I actually focused on what I did best and the value that I brought to other people. And I was authentically me. And that's what really, it's amazing. People don't understand, when you really tap into that, people are either going to love you or they're going to hate you, either or, but you will definitely have people that will follow you to the end of the earth. And that's how you develop people that are loyal, supporters of your brand and supporters of what you're accomplishing and the value that you're giving to the world. And it's been absolutely amazing. So authenticity is huge. That's what really changed it all for me. Authenticity.
Yeah. I love that. Especially stepping into your superpowers, isn't it, really? Cause they're all within us. We just have to step into them. And use
absolutely. Them. You step into that superpower, I'm telling you, you will ask yourself, why the heck didn't I do this sooner? Mm. Like, you really would, because you don't understand. So many people out there want to know the real you, want to see who you really are and not what everybody else is doing. I mean, we live in a world and a society now where If you pay attention to any of the personal development in the business, it's just hustle and grind and work hard and work 23-hour days out of 24 hours. And it's just like, that's an oversaturated thought process in a market now. And it's just like, people just want real people that give them real value. So there's no greater opportunity than now than to be yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So what's exciting about the future? What are you looking forward to in the future?
I'm really looking forward to increasing my platform. I definitely want to do a lot more public speaking. Definitely a lot more mini courses right now. Me and my co-host for the Art of Winning show, we're working on a mini series, and hopefully we're trying to do an event in Manhattan this October. Us two and about 5 to 6 other presenters. So just really launching the platform and really getting it out there. Who we try to target and who I'm really focused on is, most people are looking at the people that go from 0 to 1 million. We're not looking at, I'm looking at the person that has greatness within them, that has this amazing ability, but may not be able to afford $1,000 for a course or $2,000 for a course. What about those people? There are about 300 to 500 million people in the world that are just average people on the outside, but amazing people in the inside. So what about those people that need access to these resources and these tools that I have? That's the people that I, at the end of the day, I smile because their lives are being transformed. They need it the most. That's my focus for the future, to actually transform them in a way where they can add value to someone else, because there's so many brilliant people out there, so many. They just don't have the opportunity, and everybody else is just so focused on everyone else, but I want to focus on them. Yeah. So that's part of my mission.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm just really excited for you. I can hear the passion in your voice, so that's excellent.
Thank you.
All right, let's have a change in pace and do a speed round. How's that?
Awesome.
All right. So what's your favorite book?
My favorite book? Other than the Bible, I would say my other favorite book, one of the books that really changed my life was The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why I talk about that book so often is because I never knew that there was a different mindset and a thought process to someone that was successful. And I know his book is more focused on millionaires, but the way that I interpret that is, you can be rich in so many different areas of your life if you have a particular mindset. And that's why I really like that book, because he itemized 10 steps, several steps to really, really get you to think in a different capacity or a different way. And that really changed me. That transformed me in a lot of ways, because my thought process was in the opposite direction. So I definitely Secrets of a Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
That's interesting. Most people say they have mentors and figures that help them the most. I honestly have to say life. My mentor was life. Definitely life and life's experience, because I was in a place where in my environment, nobody understood what I was going through. I was this entrepreneurial spirit, and everybody else was, going to college and getting degrees, and they just had a completely different perception of what I was doing. So I didn't have that person to lean on and to guide me into this particular area that I'm in. And I think that's another reason why I'm very passionate about trying to be that resource for someone else.
Yeah.
So life, the university, School of Hard Knocks, life.
That's it. What daily ritual works best for you?
My daily ritual, what works best for me, I often go with visualization. I mean, when it comes to professionally and how to start my day, I'm sitting in that chair and I'm just closing my eyes, visualizing how I want the day to go. So what I'll do is I'll visualize my major goal, where I want to be in my life, right? And then what I'll do is I'll say, okay, well, what needs to happen today to bring me one step closer to where I want to be? So then I'll visualize that. Most of the time is visualization. It's because things are going to happen in a day. You're not going to accomplish everything that you want to accomplish in a day. Just never happens. Something comes up. So visualization for me is very important. It keeps me focused. And I encourage everybody to start their day like that. Visualization is something that most people do not do when they're goal setting, but you need it. Visualization, we are creatures of habit. And not only that, visualization is very, very important for us. So.
Yeah. How about a favorite food?
My favorite food, used to be lasagna. But now, since I have an intolerance to gluten, I try to stay away from the grains a little bit. My favorite food is still probably pizza.
Yeah,
I am very simple. Very simple.
I
mean, who doesn't love pizza? I mean, who doesn't love pizza?
I know. Country or city? Do you like living in the country or living in the city?
I like the city experience, but I cannot live in a city every single day. I like suburb. Country is nice. I think country is peaceful. It's peace and quiet. You can clear your mind. It's very, very rejuvenating and refreshing. But at some point, I'm going to want the interaction because I'm definitely extroverted. So a mixture of the two, suburb. I would say suburb. Love suburbs. So, yeah.
What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Be brutally honest with yourself. I did not make any changes until I was honest with myself. In fact, you cannot change anything about your life unless you are honest with yourself. For so many years, when I was going through those particular periods in my life, working at the job that I hated and being overweight and just being in that particular space, I wasn't really honest with myself. I was always making excuses like, maybe it's the world, maybe it's the government, maybe it's, this is how it's supposed to be. It wasn't until I was brutally honest with myself, and it was painful. It will hurt. It's not going to be a pleasant experience. But the moment you are honest with yourself, it's like so freeing, because it's just like, okay, I'm in a position, I'm sinking, I'm in a ditch. This is the way it is. I'm honest with myself. Now the relief is, okay, now I know what's going on. I've acknowledged it. I've owned it. All right, so now let's start to make steps to change it. And that's the only way you will institute any change. So many people are walking around saying they're going to do things, and they get into this depression cycle because they're not being honest with yourself. You can't just say you're going to do something. You have to acknowledge that you have a problem. Things are not going right, and it's okay to acknowledge that. That's the first step. That is the biggest step to change in any area of your life. Just saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, either I screwed up or this is not the situation I want to be in. It really stinks right now. That's the only way you're going to start to make that step to change. So that is my biggest piece of advice for anybody watching or listening. Be honest with yourself. Have that self-awareness to realize that you have things in your life that you want to change.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Very interesting question. And I'm going to have to say nothing. And the reason why I'll say nothing is because I believe events, whether we see them as good or bad, they all shape us and mold us into the people that we're supposed to be. If I did not go through all those experiences that I've had, I wouldn't have had the passion to get certifications in my field, or have the passion and the empathy and the love to be able to help so many other people. It wouldn't be there. But because I've gone through it and still go through things sometimes, and I'm an empath, that's just the type of person that I am, I am able to help so many different people because of my experiences. So my pain was turned into purpose. And so I wouldn't change anything. I mean, it's made me who I am. So.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it? All right. Well, thank you so much for available time today. Oh, I loved having you share your story. It's fantastic. So would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Absolutely. They can. Everybody can contact me at www.miyokotaylor.com. That's M as in Mary, E-I-Y-O-K-O, taylor.com. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter, Miyoko Taylor. Very, very simple. No fancy names, so they can contact me there. And it's definitely been a pleasure.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Igniters, Miyoko shares his story with passion and how he knows that by being brutally honest with yourself and stop making excuses, it can transform your life. If you want to contact Miyoko, go to miyokotaylor.com, as well as his Instagram and Twitter accounts. If you want to contact me about living a more adventurous life, go to leanneblaney.com.